Dinner Table at bishopspost.com. They're located off Chesterfield Parkway West next to Chesterfield Mall. Bishop's Post, the best version of your classic favorites.
So you get this idea for your company. Great. But then...
it's too expensive.
Too complicated.
I want to say yes.
We've never done it that way before.
Yeah, no.
Not during summer.
Nah.
Why now?
I liked it better before you explained it.
Start saying yes to your company's best ideas. American Express Open can help with money and know-how so you can get business done.
We can't do that,
can we?
Yes, we can.
Visit open.com and see how American Express Open can help you get business done.
Hey, this band's pretty good. Is this Maroon 5?
They are, no. Seventh Planet band.
I never heard of them.
Oh, yeah. That's the band I'm in.
You're in a band?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Maximilian, that's his first name. Ask him again, they'll tell you the same. You ever do that as a kid?
Puddin' and Tane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are Puddin' and Tane?
I have no idea.
Another stupid thing. That
what's your name? Puddin' and Tane.
Ask again, they'll tell you the same. Boy, we were stupid.
What?
We were stupid to just say
it. You never heard that one?
Puddin' and Tane?
You never heard that?
No.
Yeah. I've heard it, but I don't get it. Yeah. It's just gibberish.
We never bothered once to stop and go, who is that? We just said it, you know. Maximilian Foisy is here.
We just need to rhyme something with say, I'll tell you again.
I'll tell you the same.
The same, yeah.
Puddin' and Tane, ask me again, I'll tell
Puddin'
you the same.
Puddin' and Tane?
Yeah.
Like T-A-I-N?
Wait, hold on, it had to be Puddin' and Tame.
Tame.
To rhyme
tame?
With same.
Same. Puddin' and Tame, yeah. Paint. Tame.
What? We said some stupid stuff.
Puddin' and Tame.
Mm-hmm. Ask me again, I'll tell you the same. Yeah. And we know, it's not, you know.
We have no idea.
We didn't have cell phones or stuff to play with.
Don't analyze it.
Oh, yeah. That's all we had was our little savings. Okay? Yeah. I know you are
got it there over there.
I know yeah, you I'm trying to find the origin of it.
And the other big one.
I was probably just going to say, no. Let's...
Yeah. You and whose army?
Oh, yeah.
And now it's time for Maximilian Foisy's segment. It's all about entertainment, visual entertainment, such as TVs, movies, and it's brought to you by Window World. They'll find a tie-in for Window World, Wonder Woman. You know, that Wonder Woman thing is hot. WWW, there's something there. I don't know what
WW
it is.
WW is some kind of,
some kind of connection.
Like an etched cutout or something.
Yeah,
like
something
on your
like
window.
That. They really don't
details.
Need that, evidently. They're doing pretty well, Window World. The largest selling replacement window in the United States now proudly presents, and this is his real name, we've told you that before, Maximilian Foisy. Those are the crowd. They love you.
They do.
Yeah.
And I love the crowd.
That's nice.
There was a list that came out with this this website called Into Film. I've never heard of it.
Into Phil?
Into Film.
Oh, that's it. Into Phil. Phil.
Well, that's a whole different website.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the headline is 50 movies your kid should see before they turn 11.
Oh.
Now, that's a weird age. They didn't put 12, like preteen. They didn't put 13, which would be teenager. They say 11. I don't know why it's 11. But the list here is pretty interesting, and I wanted to see how many of these you guys have seen. And if you agree with this list or not, they've got some newer stuff on here. Like
I hope Old Yeller's in there.
You know, I don't think it's on
there. Too bad. Oh. That's where the world is gone.
Well, wait, doesn't Old Yeller, I don't want to mean
spoiler,
spoiler but
that's a life lesson for
you. Yeah, dogs die.
Yeah.
Or you can watch Dog's Purpose. Where
dogs
the dog
die if you shoot them in the head.
Yeah. They've got Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
It's one of the worst things I have ever seen.
The G. Really? Wilder?
Oh, horrible.
Really?
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, I love it.
I love it.
I did too.
Yes,
what,
I did.
What don't you like about it?
Everything. I just didn't like it.
Really?
I never saw it in my life until last year.
Okay.
First time I ever saw it, and I thought, this is it? Are you kidding me? This is a big deal? I didn't like it.
Mm. That's amazing. Next. I thought you would like how cruel he was to all the kids.
Oh, that part was good.
Yeah.
Right. They have one redeeming quality.
Yeah, they've got Babe. That was the one where all the animals.
Oh, sure.
That was good.
That was a good one. Coraline. It's a newer one. Stop motion.
I've seen that.
Really, great.
That's isn't that a Tim Burton?
No.
Oh.
No, but it does kind of look like a Tim Burton type thing. And also, of course, you know, Mary Poppins is on here, too.
You know that one. I have never seen it.
I have never seen Mary Poppins all the way through until just last year. And let me tell you what, it's spectacular.
Really?
I watched it.
You liked it?
I loved it.
Three people think you're gay?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, but I watched it.
Hey, the kids are laughing at you.
I watched it and I kept freaking out about how good it was. And of course, it's a classic.
Yeah,
I've seen Sound of Music like three or four times. I've never seen Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Really? Wait, you have to see it with Dick Van Dyke. You should watch that with your grandson.
Okay. Dick Van Dyke's great in it.
I'm like Max, though. I haven't seen it all the way through. So
I'd only seen bits and pieces.
Yeah,
I knew the penguin scene.
I'm sorry, you know, but I can never, ever let the name Dick Van Dyke just go by.
I know.
Without saying that his real name was Penis Van Lesbian. Mm-hmm. So it's just too good a joke not to use all the time.
And probably this one is about 20 or so years old, but I was too old for it when it came out, so I never saw it. It was called Space Jam. This is the one
Michael Jordan
and Bugs Bunny.
I don't think I ever saw the whole thing.
I think Bill Murray was in it.
Charles Barkley was already too old for it when it
came out. But it was the last, big Looney Tunes live-action crossover movie.
I started watching it and could not get through it. I didn't like it.
Same thing. I went to YouTube, and you can watch clips.
Wow, my bad Dan likes everything.
Yeah, I couldn't get through it either. It looked really horrible. But I know that people like it. And finally on the list is Jumanji, the Robin Williams board game movie.
Weird movie.
Never saw it.
Very odd.
I just saw that for the first time all the way through.
It's weird.
Within the last year.
Oh, I love that movie.
Did you stream it?
I was on, you know, whatever cable channel.
You said 50, and then you said in the last one.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have the whole list. I'm not going to go through 50 movies. That's not the greatest.
I love
you
Jumanji.
Would, then we don't have to do anything.
Yeah, true. Well, Jumanji, so I should probably check it out. I do like Robin Williams, and it was, 94, so it was right after the Aladdin movies. So
I was surprised how good it was.
Oh, it's really good.
Well, there's a sequel now called Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, no.
And it stars The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Of course it does.
I've never seen one movie he's been in. Not one.
Also Jack Black.
Really?
And Karen Gillan, who is from Doctor Who.
You like him or don't like him?
Who?
Jack Black.
The Rock.
Oh, I like Jack Black. I've never seen The Rock in any movie.
Really?
Never. No.
Oh.
The Rock is basically walking charisma. He's probably going to be our next president.
You know,
I mean, that guy.
I've seen him. I know.
But I mean, if you watch
The Rock and Hanks 2020,
exactly.
You know, his sister is Sharon Stone. Did you know that?
Oh, The Rock.
Thank you, man.
They live in Bedrock.
Thank you.
Didn't get it. The Rock.
I saw him last night. I was flipping through channels and the Tooth Fairy was on. He was in the Tooth Fairy.
Was that him or was that Vin Diesel?
No, that was him.
I thought Vin Diesel
was the pacifier.
The pacifier, that's right. They all did, like one of the, the big muscle-bound guys did, you know, like Hulk Hogan did Mr.
Manny.
Yeah. I don't know how I remember that. So the Jumanji sequel called Welcome to the Jungle comes out December 20th, and there's going to be a tie-in with Robin Williams. They say that that character created this weird clubhouse in this video game that they go into, and I guess gives them messages and hints. Well, in this version, it's a video game now.
Of course it is.
Right, because it was a board game, but nobody plays with board games. So now it's a video game. I guess they're going to use Robin Williams' likeness or his voice or a sound-alike to have him appear in the movie, and I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how audiences are going to feel about that, because obviously he's no longer with us.
What?
It's going to be a little weird if you're watching the movie, and it's a kid's movie, and it's a family movie, and then all of a sudden you've got dead guy giving you clues the whole time. I think it's a little weird.
That's still one of the... Usually when somebody, you know, does themselves in or whatever, okay, but that still puzzles me, his, because... He was at the very early stages of Parkinson, and the way he did it, it just doesn't.
Didn't he have something else besides
Parkinson's?
He
also had depression.
Yeah,
but
I think it was lifelong.
Yeah, he suffered
depression.
It must have been something more that we don't know. Boy,
it's usually a combination of things. I don't think he found out he was going to get Parkinson's and then he'd offed himself. I don't think that's how it happened. I think he was struggling.
It's more than that for
much of his life. Yeah. Let's see, what else? There is a Matrix reboot in the works.
Never saw Matrix.
And this one puzzles me. The first one, it's good. It's a decent science fiction movie, if you like science fiction movies. Exactly. It's
got Keanu. Thank you.
And there's some cool special effects. It was back in 1999. The sequels are horrible. But they, of course, filmed them back-to-back, and all the nerds went to go see it. Made a whole bunch of money. And now they want to reboot the whole thing. New directors. They want Michael B. Jordan from Creed. He was the lead in that. They want him to play the Neo part. Does anybody care?
No.
I mean, is Warner Brothers barking up the wrong tree here? Because I don't think...
They're just out of ideas. That's why they just keep going to the well. Well,
the Jumanji sequel, I can kind of see that. Hey, people like this movie. Let's do a sequel 20 years later. We'll make it a video game. I can see that. With The Matrix, I don't see people walking around going, boy, I wish there was another Matrix film. No. You just don't hear that. It wasn't like Star Wars. It wasn't like Star Trek, where the fandom wants these things. If they made another Harry Potter movie, people would be flipping out about that. James Bond. I mean, some franchises keep going. I don't think The Matrix is one of them.
Okay.
So I'm with you.
Is that it?
No.
Oh. I'm with you, Max.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate that.
And now, I like it when Paul Harris says, page two.
Good.
No, that's different.
So The Matrix was this is sort of you're living in this fake virtual reality world and machines are using people for energy. There was a weird virtual reality film back when people were first using that buzzword called The Lawnmower Man.
I remember hearing Jeff Fahey
was in this movie and Pierce Brosnan. And it was Pierce Brosnan, I believe, right before he was James Bond in GoldenEye. And this was a movie that they said was based on a short story by Stephen King. Stephen King did have a short story called The Lawnmower Man, which was actually about a guy who ate his grass. You see, because that's how Stephen King is. He's very, very strange.
Stephen King, that guy.
Where do you go from there, though?
He looks exactly like he should look.
Oh, yes, he does.
Out there.
The sequel came out. It was Weed Eater Man.
I'm laughing because it's not.
That's actually why I really like it.
It's so much better than even he's capable of better.
Yeah, I know.
They did this movie called Lawnmower Man, which was about this sort of a character that looks like Simple Jack from Tropic Thunder, the Ben Stiller character. I don't know if you know if I'm going over your head right now. Sorry. But anyway, he goes into a virtual reality world, and it was really weird. Polygon special effects are very dated. Well, the movie bombed at the box office, and Stephen King actually sued them because it had nothing to do with his story at all. They just used his name and all the marketing.
Right.
Because, of course, Stephen King is a big name. So he won that lawsuit. They removed his name. But inexplicably, this movie has become a big cult classic now, and people are saying that it actually foretold a lot of what we're doing right now with stuff like Pokemon Go. And so the Collector's Edition Blu-ray is now out today. If you have been a fan of Lawnmower Man for the last 20 years, today's your lucky day. I don't care. I think it's weird. I remember seeing it and hating it, but I know if you're listening to me and you love this movie, go buy it today and treat yourself to a movie that somehow has become popular.
Stephen King's older brother was Steve McQueen.
Oh, my goodness.
His nephew was Prince. Prince was his nephew.
Then there was the Hispanic version, Toro Man.
Oh my lord!
No, he's on some.
He must be on some. No, he's not. Yeah. That's the sad part.
Some back meds or something. Some sort of.
He's usually funny. Toro Man.
Did we talk about The Accountant?
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it. I sort of know.
Well, it's out today with a new edition with an ultraviolet copy. So if you stream movies, you can get that today. The Accountant is a Ben Affleck
film. What's an ultraviolet copy?
It's a digital copy. So you can input a code, and then you have your movies in the cloud.
Wow.
And so you can log in to different applications and then watch your movie collection. I've got about 200 or so.
So you buy those, though?
Yeah, you can buy them.
No, they're free. Yeah, they're all free.
When you buy a DVD or a Blu-ray now, you normally get an ultraviolet code, and it's something that all the studios share, even Disney now, and usually get it free, complimentary, when you buy your physical disc. So
how about that? You know, I used to have a friend who would say, if I could dig my grandpa up and bring him back for a day,
yeah,
they wouldn't even believe it.
It's pretty incredible to log on and you see your collection right there. And I can just you're like a kid in the candy store. You can just hit play on anything and watch 5 minutes
of
everything.
Did you make that kid in the candy store? That's a good expression.
Well, I was trying to think of something that would be happy and flee with wonder.
That is good.
I was thinking if you put a kid in a candy store, they're going to be pulled over by that.
That's going to catch
you. But I bring up The Accountant because it was a movie that I was sure I was going to hate. And I saw the trailer and I thought, well, I know exactly what's going to happen in this film, and I was wrong. It's a really strong movie, really great plot, lots of twists and turns, and even if you don't like Ben Affleck, I think he plays a really interesting character here, and J.K. Simmons is also in it, and it's basically about this autistic hitman Which means he, of course, he's very focused and very meticulous. Right. And it's about who's hiring him and why and who he has to kill. And it's really, really fantastic stuff. So that's out today as well, called The Accountant with Ben Affleck.
Okay. And this is, I don't even know how I thought of this, but you seem to know a lot about obscure movies. Have you ever seen a movie with Godfrey Cambridge called Watermelon Man? Do you know what this is?
No.
I don't even know why I thought of this. Godfrey Cambridge is a large black comedian, okay? And in the movie, if I remember, it's been so long, he's shaving or something in the mirror. He's thinking, I wonder what it'd be like to be white. And he turns white.
Okay.
And they actually make him up to look like a white guy. And he talks differently. And it's a strange movie.
A comedy.
Yes. And it's supposed to be some sort of commentary, a social... It's been so long since I saw it, and I don't know why I thought of it.
It makes me think of the Eddie Murphy sketch on SNL, where he puts himself in whiteface and gets on the bus, and all of a sudden, all the white people start giving him secret handshakes. Yes. They start handing him money and giving him keys to certain,
It's so funny.
They're like, welcome to the secret white person's club.
Yeah, I wish I remembered more about it. I just thought of that.
Watermelon Man, it makes me think of a very obscure film. I'm not sure you can even find it anywhere these days, called Corn Dog Man. Have you heard of Corn Dog Man? There was a movie called Corn Dog Man, and it was about this this RV salesman who is harassed by crank calls, and it gets really dark and really weird. And I think it was one of those things that you just found in the video store, you know, towards the back, and you're like, what's this? And you would rent something because the boxes looked strange.
Right.
That's something that the younger film fans out there are not going
to
get.
What does a corn dog have to do with it?
I believe it's been years since I've seen it. He would either leave corn dogs on the guy's front step, or he would like come around and start chewing on it. It was very strange.
Yeah.
But when you said Watermelon Man, it made me think of corn dogs.
Did you say he was... black and turn white? Is that
I'm trying to remember.
The opposite
it's been
way.
So long.
So he's a white guy who's very racist and he ends up turning black,
okay.
And then he all of a sudden he gets to feel now all the things that he projected on the other people.
Before. Okay,
yeah.
Spoiler
backwards. Does he stay racist?
Because
that would be quite an ending if he's like, "Yep, I was right."
As his go.
Would be quite twist ending.
As his wife leaves him and all attempts toward explain and reverse the phenomenon fail, Jeff comes to accept and even profit from his new status.
Wait, what?
So I don't know.
His wife leaves him, but
so his new status is he's black now.
Yes.
And he profits from this.
All I remember is the makeup where they did, for back then, as good a job as they could do, I guess, make him look white. It's just a very strange movie.
Well, that poster that... Ian is showing me is disturbing on a whole lot of levels.
But the movie cover?
And it's old. What is it, like 1960?
1970.
Oh, okay, 70.
So I'm black from the waist down.
You know what?
Medicine.
Oh, man.
He's on meds.
Folks, I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
You see, even though that's a complimentary stereotype, it's still, I think it's supposed to be unacceptable. And I'm not sure why.
Yes.
Oh, really?
We've talked about this before. Why is it bad to be thought of as, you know,
stereotype?
You must have a big one. To me, that's a good thing.
A big one.
But, Dan, ladies and gentlemen, we think Dan might be on medication.
Okay.
Finally released today.
Oh, no.
I cut the grass today. I think I'm having a reaction.
You can't even say reaction?
No, I can't. Right,
that's how bad a reaction you're having.
Reaction.
I think I'm having a reaction. People think you're playing that game we played yesterday.
That was very funny, by the way.
Thank you. Not according to a lady who's mad at Peon. We'll read that in the playoffs. No. She didn't think it was funny.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really funny. So finally out today, a movie with Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal called Life. What a horrible title for a movie this is. It doesn't tell anybody anything about it. And just in conversation, hey, did you see Life? Hey, dude, go see Life. Hey, you know what time today?
Aren't there
Life.
Three Ryans? I mean, I get confused. Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds. Is there another one? There's Ryan.
A lot of Chris's. There's Chris Evans. Yes. There's Chris Pratt. There's Chris Pine.
Yeah, they did that when one of them hosted Saturday Night Live. They made that joke.
Who's the one in La La Land?
Gosling.
Okay, I don't like him. I don't like that.
Well, Reynolds is the one who was Deadpool.
Okay, I think I'll take him of the two Ryans.
So, Life is basically a ripoff of Alien. If you remember Alien, it was this crew on a space station that's attacked by...
Oh, Sigourney Weaver.
Yes.
And the original Alien, let me tell you, when he came out of that stomach, that little thing came popping out of his stomach. That was
It's one of the
scary.
Best scenes.
It is.
Well, Alien is a stone-cold classic, and even a lot of those sequels I enjoyed, like Aliens and Resurrection, and even Covenant, which was, I think it's still out in theaters right now. I like that one, too. Life came out a couple of months ago, and watching the trailer, I thought, well, this just looks like Alien. I wonder what the reveal is. I wonder what the twist is. I wonder how they're going to take this familiar concept and turn it on its ear. You know, I wonder why Jake Gyllenhaal would do this movie and why they throw all this money at it for all the space special effects. I can't wait to see what they do to make this new and interesting and intriguing, and nope. They didn't at all add anything new.
Well, first of all, the title
basically just
me off.
A
it's
retread.
So innocuous to Life. What does that mean?
What does it even mean?
By the way, you know that The Rock lives in Pebble Beach. I don't know if you knew that.
Thank you. So if you like science fiction films...
Holding on to that one for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Wow.
If you like science fiction films, if you like horror movies, don't waste your time with Life. Not only is it a bad title, it's a really bad movie.
What was the Albert Brooks did a movie with Meryl Streep.
Defending Your Life.
Defending Your
Life.
Oh,
which was
great.
Great movie.
Oh, you liked it?
Oh, my
I just
goodness.
Remember a string. They were on the tram or something.
They're all dressed in white.
Heaven.
Yeah.
I thought it was odd. But
I loved that movie.
One day, we'll take some time and just go through, not bad movies, because who cares, but really, really good movies that everybody has just forgotten about. I will give you a quick example.
Love it.
Because I have a grandson now, Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes.
I mentioned it to Dan. Nobody ever talks about Harry and the Hendersons.
No.
What a terrific movie.
It's a great, great movie, and Lithgow is fantastic.
He is, and the makeup and whatever it is for Harry, pretty believable.
One of my favorites is Clifford with
and I've never seen it.
Martin Short and Charles Grodin.
I love Clifford.
Where Martin Short plays like a 9-year-old boy.
And I think part of my problem is I can't stand Charles Grodin. I don't know why.
He's very funny in this movie.
Midnight Run. He's great in Midnight Run.
All right, and what's the movie, Dan, we talked about yesterday, the kid trying to smuggle the cocaine into Turkey?
That's Midnight Express.
Midnight Express. Let me tell you something, folks. This young man who was just killed by the North Koreans, and let's just say for what it is, they killed him. You watch Midnight Express.
Yep.
You will never try to take a chapstick into another country.
It's true.
And it's a true story. It'll scare you to death. And it still happens.
Fun fact about Harry and the Hendersons, it had, I believe, a short-lived television spinoff.
Yes. I think
and
it did.
With a really bad suit. And it looked nothing like the movie.
Well, so they tried to do a version where he was a cop. Dirty Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, my goodness.
And it just didn't. Come on, give it to me.
Oh.
Hey, thank you.
My name is Max. With puns like that, you know I'll be back.
All right. Max Boise, everybody.
Wow.
That'd be great, Dirty Harry and the Hendersons.
It's
a cop who looks like a big ape. And the funniest part is he's undercover, like nobody would notice. They laugh because they're jealous that I had the idea before they did. Maximilian Foyze, brought to you by Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. And now I'd like to share, I can't share my 44 years of experience going to Ballast Dental Care because I don't even remember the first trip. I remember being told by a coworker about Ballast Dental Care, and she raved. Her name was Barbara. And she had pretty teeth. You know, if somebody's going to tell you, you should go to my dentist, and then they go to Smile and their teeth are horrible, you're not going to go. But she was really pretty. So I thought, okay, and I went. And now 44 years later, I still go to Ballast Dental Care. And I've never wanted to go anywhere else. So let me address all of you, because you're all going to fall into one of these categories. You have a dentist, but you're not wild about your dentist. It's just, you go because you have to go, and you kind of dread it. Okay, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you also if you don't have a dentist, even if you haven't been for 10 or 20 years. I'm talking to you. And then I'm talking to you if you like your dentist, but you like your dentist because you don't know any better. You don't know that there's something better, so you figure, well, this is as good as it gets. Probably not. My dentist is probably better. It's like my dad can beat up your dad kind of thing. But I really believe I'm going to win this contest. I do believe my dentist is better than your dentist. And all you have to do to prove me right or wrong is make one appointment at Balanced Dental Care and never, ever be embarrassed or ashamed. They have seen worse than your mouth, than your teeth and gums. They have. They've been doing this a while. And you will never again dread a trip to the dentist. That sounds too good to be true. I get it. Make an appointment. You'll see. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
We've had a few problems out there this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland to let you know what's going on in traffic.
A few problems?
Whoa. My
gosh, you'd think it was snowing outside and the roads were ice, as many accidents that are happening right now. We have got, first of all, they cleared the accident on northbound Highway 170 at north of Airport Road. Now, traffic is jammed up south of St. Charles Rock Road all the way up through Highway 70. Now we've got an accident northbound Highway 270 just north of Dorset. That's blocking the right lane. You've got an accident southbound 270 just south of Page. It's actually blocking the right acceleration lane from Page onto southbound Highway 270. Got another accident on westbound Highway 4064 just before Lake St. Louis Boulevard that was blocking a lane. And traffic there was backed up to about Winghaven. Let's see here. You have they cleared the earlier accident that was at Ledoux on southbound Highway 270. But southbound 270 is jammed from Dorset. That goes all the way down through Highway 44. Eastbound 40 downtown, heavy from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound Compton through Bellevue. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions. With vehicle diagnostics and more, Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Barton, KTRS News.
KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Enders, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
In partnership with Fox 2 News.
Reporting live here in East Carondelet, Rocky Madden, Fox 2 News.
Live in St. Louis County, Michelle Medeiros, Fox 2 News.
Live at City Hall, Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
Keep you connected to what's happening in our area. KTRS. Depend on it.
At Means Financial Group, our clients don't always see eye to eye on everything. Some people hate risk. Some don't mind it as much. Some people want to leave a financial legacy to their kids. Some don't care about that. But the one thing that everybody seems to agree on is that they don't want to pay more taxes than they have to. Because this is such an important issue to you, we put together a booklet to help guide you toward a more tax-efficient portfolio. And we're making it available for free. To get it for yourself, simply text the word booklet to 555-888. Again, text the word booklet to 555-888. There's no cost and no obligation. We just want to get this booklet in your hands to help you be as informed as possible and avoid paying taxes that you don't have to pay. Simply text the word booklet to 555-888. Again, text booklet to 555-888.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Means Financial Group are independent of each other.
It's hot.
You said it.
And getting hotter at Suburban Leisure Center. No, we're not just talking about the temperature outside. We're talking about the hot, sizzling prices inside Suburban Leisure Center.
What does that mean for you?
Well, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings up to 50% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
And this doesn't look like it did in the picture.
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less, up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Hi, this is Scott Mosby, and you're listening to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts.
I'm with Brian Yunt, an architect at Mosby Building Arts. People sometimes come without a vision, but they have these photos. Does everybody really have a vision, or is it kind of a secret?
I think that's part of our job as designers, is to draw the vision out of people. Some have a really clear vision of what they want, and some just really have a hard time articulating it. And that's one of the great things about the 3D software we use. It's almost a virtual reality, and it's actually heading in that direction. And we can show people what the design is going to look like, and they can sort of imagine themselves in the space. And we can change cabinet styles, paint colors, countertop colors right there in front of them. And it's pretty powerful, and they really appreciate it. And then they know what they're getting when they hand over that first check for the deposit for construction. There's a lot more peace of mind knowing what they're going to get on the back end.
Thanks for tuning into Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. Please visit callmosby.com to schedule your appointment today.
Westover Farms, one of the area's hidden gems for family, group, or corporate getaways, is the official corporate retreat provider for St. Louis FC. Combining outdoor activities with comfortable state-of-the-art meeting facilities has made Westover Farms in Steelville, Missouri, the perfect getaway. In addition to meeting space and recently renovated log home-style lodging, they offer trout fishing, clay shooting, hiking, biking, and much more. Whether searching for the perfect off-site meeting place or just looking to get away, visit westoverfarms.com.
Are you hungry, thirsty, want to shoot some darts, billiards, or play a little keno? How about karaoke? Dillon Sports Pub and Grill in Arnold, Missouri is open 365 days a year. We open at 6 a.m. every day. We're open on Sundays. We never close. Home of the perfect Bloody Mary, breakfast pizza, and some amazing wings, biscuits, and gravy. Dillon's is the last place on earth that you can eat, drink, and smoke. Located just 5 minutes south of 55 and 270. Friend us on Facebook, and you might receive a free appetizer with your food and beverage purchase. Tell them Big E sent you.
Store-wide savings now at Metro Lighting. Reduce your energy bills all year long with an Energy Star rated ceiling fan. Right now, save 15% off our guaranteed low price on all ceiling fans starting at just $39. Add beauty and safety to outdoor spaces with landscape lighting. LED path lights start at just $39. Plus, save store-wide on lighting, home furnishings, accessories, and more, including up to an additional 50% off clearance. Shop locally owned Metro Lighting, celebrating 50 years of bright ideas. MetroLightingCenters.com.
Tune into We're Having a Senior Moment, hosted by Sean Rimmerman and Ryan Raphael, every Sunday morning at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bruce Chanel, am I right? Hey,
wow.
Baby.
Wow.
Now, this is one of the more difficult songs to play on harmonica.
Yeah.
And I know that when I do what I'm about to do, I run the risk of at some point this backfiring on me. One of these days, I'm going to go, hey, Dan, and with no rehearsal, it's going to be the song he can't play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be awkward and embarrassing. But I'm willing to take that chance. Dan, you've heard this song before.
Yes, I have.
Now tell the truth. Pretend you're in a lie detector. Have you ever played it?
No, never.
Have we rehearsed this?
No, we have not rehearsed.
Did we even mention or discuss it? Did we even know that Peon was going to play?
No.
Hey Baby by Bruce Chanel.
No, never.
How do you feel about accompanying that record if he plays it again?
Oh, I'll do it. I'll try it.
Modest. I'll try it. He'll nail it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it again with a little, they call, sweetening. Here we go. He's gonna mess up. Nope.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, baby. That's the name of it.
Hey.
What are we gonna do about this? This Kim Jong Un, or what is his name? How do you spell that? Is it Kim Jong Un or Yun or
Un? I think.
Yeah. What a goofy looking guy.
Oh.
He is.
And I think if anyone has a haircut like his, he has him arrested or something.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Who would want
to they should
have...
be just because it's stupid looking.
I know. I wouldn't want a hairdo like that. Kim Jong-un.
Is he supposed to be bright or stupid, or what's the deal with him?
Just born into the family.
Yeah.
I don't know if
he looks
really...
like he doesn't even really know where he is. He just stands there looking around like a goofy looking.
His dad was Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
And then he got
Kim Jong sick.
Yeah.
And then Kim Jong sicker. And then Kim Jong dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll figure out a way. Oh, yeah. It says here, North Korean men are not allowed to get Kim Jong-un's haircut.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
And then there's a state-approved list of 15 hairstyles men can get. It's that strict.
Who wants to live?
You don't have a choice.
Well, I know. But we ought to do everybody a favor, and next time they decide to launch one of those rockets, we got brilliant people, NASA, the armed services. Figure out a way to turn it around and point it back at him.
Yeah.
Just have it loop around and hit him right in the head.
They go, I thought, it's coming back.
Now, I never knew you spoke Korean.
Yeah, I did.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
What does that mean in Korean?
Well, I don't.
Or English. What does it's coming back mean in English?
Well,
I learned because I go get pedicures. So there's
Vietnamese.
Well, there are a lot of Vietnamese. I don't know if there's any Koreans. Maybe not. I don't know.
So you weren't speaking Korean?
Maybe not. Maybe
say what you said again.
I'm tired.
No, that's Vietnamese.
Oh, okay.
I know. Because I know many languages.
Yeah.
I believe that's Vietnamese. I have a joke request, and I'm going to do it for Dan, by the way, same name as you. So thank you for the request. Yeah, I'll be happy to do that. And then I don't want to mention this till the Playhouse, but there's something that I own, and I've mentioned it, and don't speculate, wait till the Playhouse. I've never, ever agreed to sell it, to loan it out. Don't even talk about it that much, but I am considering auctioning it off for the Backstoppers.
Whoa.
Yeah. This is something that I've had in my possession for, I want to say, 30 years.
Is it Billy Beer?
Well, way to go, Dan.
Oh.
Way to blow the lid off the surprise. Yes, it is.
It is?
And you know, I've had offers.
I was just kidding.
No, that's what it is.
Oh.
I told my wife, before I left the house, I said, you know what I think I'm going to do? Because I want to get as much money for Backstoppers as I can. I said, I'm thinking of auctioning off that case of Billy Beer, that pristine case of Billy Beer. And she said, you must be out of your mind.
Whoa.
She said, you know what that must be worth. I said, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's for Backstoppers.
So, wow.
You guessed it.
Man, I can't believe it. I was just
took the wind out of my sails.
I was just kind of kidding around there. It's
well, I'm not kidding around.
Is that Billy Carter?
Billy Carter. Jim's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Jim Carter. Huh, I'm Jim Carter, my brother Billy. My brother Billy was a Billy Bear. I says, I'm Billy Bear. It's going to be worth a fortune one day. That's Jimmy Carter, in case you didn't know. Yeah,
that's I kind of went into Jesse Jackson a little.
Kind of a combination, Marlon Brando, Jesse Jackson, Billy Carter. Yeah. Billy Brando, I call it. A new character.
Oh, wow. Somebody on eBay is selling a six-pack of Billy Beer along with a six-pack of J.R. Ewing's private stock. Do you remember that?
Yes.
There was a beer.
Oh, my goodness.
How much?
$50.
Well, this person's an idiot.
Yes.
Billy Beer is valuable.
Six pack.
Well, it's just a six pack. They have no idea what they have.
You know how rare a case is? A whole case?
Yeah, I don't think I can find a case.
Of course you can't. Of course you can't. Not to be found.
You can buy one unopened can for $4, but that's not a case.
No.
That's not a full case.
No, I have a case. Almost impossible to find.
Man.
And I am willing to part with it, but not I'm not giving it away. It's Backstoppers, for goodness sakes. In fact, I need to think about it. The more I talk about it,
I don't know if you might want to think that over.
I might want to rethink it. So the Playhouse is on the way. Bill Cleveland's also on the way. I need to find a way to get those of you who have never been to a Meanies to go into a Meanies. And I'm not sure what else I can say. I mean, I've told you, and you've heard people call in here, go, oh, I finally went into a Meanies. Oh, my God, I've never seen such a store. You're not going to be sorry. And you're not going to email me, go, I can't believe I went all the way to Chesterfield Valley to see this place. That's not going to happen. You're just going to be glad you found it, and then you're going to make plans to go back. Maybe the first visit you buy something, maybe you don't. No big deal. Go in there and play. Play, but it's not just about playing. Part of this store is dedicated to play, to pinball playing and arcade games and shuffleboard and pool tables and jukeboxes, that kind of thing. But then the other part is about turning your home, which is probably pretty nice if you shop at Amini's, into an even nicer home with spectacular lighting from the Jaffe Lighting Collection upstairs. With area rugs, a collection like I have never seen anywhere else. We've had, over the years, a couple of these Asian-named stores where that's all they sold. Their selection, their inventory, didn't even come close to Amini's. You're not going to believe how many rugs they have, from very, very expensive handmade rugs to very reasonable, beautiful machine-made rugs, and then accent pieces and fine furniture, the finest furniture made in the world. This is the furniture for people who have done well and deserve better than average mediocre furniture, stuff you don't find in any other furniture stores, and patio furniture that you don't find anywhere else. You find lots of patio furniture, but not like this. This is the stuff you don't replace, the good stuff. It's Amini's. You can't miss it. Copper Dome on top. If you're going west on 40, look to your left. There it is. Get off at Boone's Crossing. Go in there. Tell them your AM and the PM, whether you stay 10 minutes or 10 hours. They don't care. Take the kids. Take Grandma, Grandpa. Everybody's going to love this store. Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S. Amini's.com.
Meet me.
All right, apparently we need people to really slow down this afternoon because there's a lot of accidents out there. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
I don't know how they could slow down any... Okay, this accident, you had one on northbound 270 north of Dorset, so traffic is backed up. Now, there's another one while the traffic's backed up. It doesn't happen again. So you've got two accidents now, northbound 270 north of Dorset. The first one is just blocking the right lane. The second one is blocking the left lane. You have northbound drivers jammed solid now, a little bit south of Highway 40. They're still working with an accident on westbound Highway 40 near Lake St. Louis Boulevard that has traffic jammed back to Highway 94. We have just heard about another accident. It's a car over the levee at Boone's Crossing and North Outer 40. Now, just regular traffic on eastbound Highway 270. Actually, it's lighter than normal because of these northbound accidents. You're slow. Lindbergh through New Florissant, a little heavy at 367. Westbound Highway 70, running a bit slow now between Union out through Boone's Crossing, or Boone's Crossing, Bermuda. And then you have eastbound 40 downtown. That is jamming up from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, you're back to the ramp of 44 and 44 at Jefferson. This traffic report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
The enchanting musical fantasy, Disney's The Little Mermaid. At the Muni now through the 29th. Sponsored by Emerson. Tickets available at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
All right, let's jump on the holiday road. Hop in next to Bill Clevelin, see where he's going to take us. This trip is brought to you by Window World. It seems like everything is sponsored by Window World. Yeah, isn't it great? We're thrilled to death to have them. In 14 and a half years to become the best-selling replacement window in the United States, that's worth bragging about. And now, courtesy of Window World, taking a moment, pulled off the road, here is Bill Clevelin.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. How are you?
We're great, Bill. Take us somewhere.
All right. We're headed out to the great state of West Virginia. I bet none of you have been to West Virginia.
Never been there. Dan, Pete,
West Virginia.
No.
West Virginia gets a really bad rap, unfortunately, but West Virginia is beautiful. It really is a beautiful state, and what I'm going to tell you to do today is a thing called Bridge Walk, okay? So they have the New River Gorge, which is in Lansing, West Virginia, and the bridge that goes across this river at one time was the third highest bridge in the world. It is just an engineering marvel.
Now, Bill,
amazing to look at.
All we know about West Virginia, it was not where Jessica White lived.
When we think of
West Virginia, here's what we think.
I took the butcher knife and put it up to her neck. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
There you go. There's West Virginia for you.
Wow.
Well, sounds like Jimmy Carter a little bit.
Yeah.
So you get on this thing. So they call it Bridge Walk. So here's what it is. You go up. And you're basically directly underneath the bridge on a catwalk, okay? So you got about 2 feet worth to, you know, move around. You're harnessed in, and you walk, which is, I believe it's just over 3,000 feet from one end of the bridge to the other, and you are over 800 feet in the air. So think about that. You're just about 200 feet above, like, the arch, okay? Like, that's how high up in the air you are. And you walk over this thing. It's phenomenal. If you like adventure, there was one guy, I remember when I took this tour, he was a big, tough, talking guy, and he got out there, and his knees buckled, and he had to turn around, and he had to go back. It's a fantastic experience. They only take a handful of people out each day, but you can do it. It's in Lansing, West Virginia. Look it up online. It's called Bridge Walk, or I have a video at facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad from when I did it. You can check it out, see if you're up to the challenge.
Now, is your video shot on the ground looking at you, or is it you shooting from the bridge walk?
I'm on the bridge walk, and I interviewed my tour guide. So you see how far down we're, you know, how far up we are, and we give you a little bit of background about the bridge. So it's pretty interesting.
And is that it for the whole state, that one thing? I mean,
well, for today, sure. Oh, we got to take our time. We got a lot of segments.
Oh, he breaks in pieces. Yeah. That's smart.
Bill Cleflin on the road, and of course on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
I see he's right. To me, if somebody says, I think Deliverance.
Yes. And up the hills. Up in them there hills.
I think of that guy interviewed by that reporter. That is one of the greatest jokes ever. Where he's saying, tell me a sad story. Remember? And he goes, you know.
Yes, I know.
Jed Thompson lost his mule and we went out looking for it late at night. Remember that joke?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we think. See, now people are going to hear it. You have to wait. I'll get to it eventually. That's what I think of when I think of West Virginia. But no, Bill says there's a bridge walk you should check. And again, his website is BillOnTheRoad.com. The Facebook thing you'll have to figure out. Well, Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad, I think. But BillOnTheRoad.com will do it. Please don't go away. We got some hard-to-believe stories coming up the Playhouse, as well as a joke by request. It is 5 o'clock.